This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I have no excuse. I have no idea what has been going on this week. All I do know is that coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have literally pulled this place apart today and rewired it and put something in place to keep from being off air. Of course, now as I say that, something else like a comet will hit the internet provider. I don't know, but I've handled everything on my end. That's all I'm saying about it. But hey, I finally got back on the air, and I mean, I have missed many guests coming on the show, and one of them is my next guest, and he is the creative mind behind Sheath Underwear and such, and his name is Robert Patton. Good evening, sir. Right at this is the thing about radio, that this is what makes radio so dramatic. So while they're getting him back, and they'll tell me in the middle, I won't even get started on this, but for some reason, between the hours of 5:30 and 6:30, like these little mini supercells happen in my general area, knock out the power or knock out the internet, and that's where I've been. So, and that's happened 3 out of 5 days this week. I know it. But
hey, Bill.
I have Robert back with me now. Did you get knocked out too? Is it not just me? Tell me it's not just me.
It's not just you, Bill. No. Things are happening. But thank you for getting me back. Okay. Passing me back through, I was like a little worried there for a second.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you a question. As a business owner, as a small business owner, are you going to see anything substantial? You've been a small business owner. I knew you during Obama's time. I that's where I met you, was during the Obama time. And now you are existing in in the Trumpian United States. What's the difference? Can you see a difference?
I mean, you might call it a Trump bump, but I don't even know, to be honest, because we started during the Obama administration, and we were successful during that administration. So I'm not sure if it has anything to do with who's president. However, we are getting tax breaks, so that's going to be nice. And it does seem like people are spending their money a little bit more freely. I feel like there's a lot of confidence, and we're definitely doing way better than we've ever done, but I don't know if we would have also just been doing that well even under the Obama administration. It's hard to say because we're keeping a similar projection of sales. We've been doubling every year, and so we're doubling again this year, but it is a big jump. This was our biggest jump So I'm definitely pleased with the current economic climate for business. Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question now. And this is interesting because, like, in the time of Obama, that's when Robert and I met, and he sponsored the show for about a year. And then he's been sending me underwear for years. So from that point forward, I've been watching him and everything else. But I've also... Was there a precipitous jump in 2017 for you?
Definitely. I mean, it was our biggest jump ever, but that's, even next year should be our biggest jump, and then the year after that, because if we keep doubling, you know, like this year we're going to double by a half a million, next year we'll double by a million, and then next year by 2 million. And as long as nothing bad happens between us and the other countries, because we're selling in 74 countries, we distribute in China, I mean, in the UK and Canada, and we manufacture overseas, and so I just need everything. I want free trade to remain a thing, because for me, that works. I mean, but when I import, I pay a tax, and I'm perfectly fine with that tax, and because I want to contribute to the U.S. economy, but just, it's not over, I don't know, it's a little nerve-wracking to consider that, you know, trade to be interrupted at any given time. But now, I don't know.
What would cause the trade to be interrupted? What is it that you're looking at that would, besides, you know, some sort of major conflict or something like that, which, you know, that's out there, and I guess it's a possibility. Yeah. But, I mean, what is it that concerns you?
Just, like, quote-unquote rhetoric of President Trump saying, you know, like, start saying that we're going to punish China or whatever for their imbalanced trade practices. And I get it. So and it's fine. I want him to get the point across. I think he uses these things as scare tactics, but it also puts those of us that currently trade,
yeah,
you know, on pins and needles. But I know he imports his ties, you know, from overseas. So it's like he would be shooting himself in the foot, and I'm pretty sure Ivanka imports her stuff. So I think he's mainly focusing on steel and real, like, hardcore manufacturing industry type of, you know, policies rather than textile and fashion. I think he's going to not touch the fashion industry, which is, that's agreeable to me. I can agree with that.
Have you...
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, with all of the rhetoric that has happened, with the talk of tariffs and we're going to fix this and all this other stuff, have you seen any sort of a shimmy in your business dealings, or is it just sort of you're watching it, and but at the same time while you're watching it being nervous, nothing's happening? What's happening with that?
I mean, it's just like a murmur of, like, a ripple effect of people discussing the potential of there being an issue, but I have not really seen, you know, like an actual decline in sales. But for instance, the UK, which is our second largest market, they, according to what I can tell, most of them do not like President Trump at all. And it's, you know, like ordering. Our sales have not increased in the UK. That is like a weird thing. Whereas our sales in the US have jumped 100%, UK is just like steadily the same. And so I feel like the impression we have as a nation to other nations is somewhat, it's not as good as it used to be. And so, I think it's just time will tell, you know. Like, I think ultimately when it's all said and done, people will look back at him and be like, okay, he didn't end the world. He did, just, you know, he was using these tactics as negotiating starting points. And it's scary to a lot of people, but sometimes you come from a position of power, and then the other side will acquiesce and respect that and ultimately do the right thing. It's just a matter of being treated fairly on all sides, which I think we have yet not been. We've been very generous as a country, as a nation, up to all the other nations, and giving. It became a point where they're expecting it. It's an entitlement, and now he's trying to take it back, and people are like, you can't take it back. Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, again. So, time will tell. And as far as the business owner, I couldn't be happier. But we're getting a tax break, and as an owner, you get special.
Let me get you to hold on the tax break and the considerations. I'm talking to Robert Patton. He is the guy behind Sheath Underwear, SheathUnderwear.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live from the studio that will not go down now, and it's also the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp.
Want tighter groups?
Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to the only sponsor I have that I can't actually do some of the stuff I'm trying to do for. And that is Robert Patton with Sheath Underwear. Now, I saw something today, Robert, that might interest you because it interested me. There are some people out there right now. Right now they're saying that the traffic at Facebook is half that it was in 2016. And it's about to become, it's been the number two website destination behind Google and before YouTube. And now YouTube is about to pass it and put them at number three, which is still, you know, it's pretty big in the world to be the number three website. But there are some people out there now making this forecast that maybe we have hit and already passed peak social media. We hit peak social media in 2016. And now it's on the downward slope, and there are those that are thinking that maybe Facebook is about to become the next MySpace.
I've been hearing things like that. That would be a huge change in the entire way we live our life. It seems like Facebook is intertwined in every aspect of existence these days with Messenger, and you can pay people, you can shop, they have their own. You know, like essentially eBay, where you can buy or Craigslist. You know, you can go live, and just the advertising. What I heard today was that they were, based on that Cambridge Analytica scandal, that they were going to stop allowing personalized information to be utilized for marketing strategies, which I currently do, and I really like that aspect of Facebook, and I surely hope that they do not, as a business owner, I hope they do not do away with that, because it allows us to target individuals, you know, like you, myself, or you, and they'll look at characteristics of people that purchased and say, okay, let's find more people that like the same stuff, they're about the same age, they make about the same money, same, you know, region or whatever. And then you, because there's like probably 1,000 me's, you know, walking around the world, or maybe more, you know, but people that are very similar. And then, so if you market to those people directly, your conversion rate is going to be much higher. So if they take that away and you're just shooting out shotgun shells, it's going to be like the old, like radio and television, where you're just blasting out advertisements, and hoping that people, you know, that it reaches the right audience. I think that our product is versatile enough to be okay, because I think everybody can use it. But for people that are selling these little, like, super niche type of products, where you really need to find this super small segment of society, if they take that away, it's going to impact people's bottom line.
Right.
Now, but as far as going away, like MySpace, what do you think?
I don't know. There's an awful bunch of people that use Facebook. The thing that I think that Facebook has sort of hurt their own brand by becoming, you know, you could probably boost my radio show page. Because you have not gotten caught up in this algorithm. They're making decisions based upon algorithms. And I, you know, okay, that's fine. If we're going to do something along the lines of quantum physics or something, I don't have a problem with that. But this is not quantum physics. This is something else altogether different. And
it's business. It's
yeah.
Marketing.
And, you know, it's, they offer to market everything I do. I'll complain about them. They'll offer to market that if people look at it, if I get eyes on. So, you know, and recently I'm at the same network as Alex Jones. Alex Jones lost every bit of his social media presence for the most part. He probably has some other sites that are in there, and he's got some other people that are in there. But, you know, they've decided to come down like a ton of bricks on certain people for certain reasons. And to a certain degree, I've become one of them. For me, as I'm sitting here wondering about this. I'm wondering, why do I need to even pursue having a Facebook presence? Besides, you know, I've got people that follow me there, and the people that follow me there, I can show the stuff to them. But we know that they're throttling that by 70%. So when I put something out about Sheath or about anybody else that sponsors the show, it's only going to get out to 30% of the people that follow me, which is crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, if all of the people, the main public figures that have been kicked off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter started their own social media site, I think that would be a way to gain some traction. It's just like, how would you start a new one without the major star power? You know, like a new Mark Zuckerberg is just like, there's already a Facebook, so they can't just make a new Facebook. It has to be something significant that's going to draw people there. And Facebook has opened the door for that. Everyone's talking about how they're biased and they're not fair, and it's not, you know, it's like, what is it, censoring and taking away free speech. Some people are angry, and I would be the first one to join the new social media platform. I just can't say that I would jump off of Facebook until, you know, everyone else jumps off.
Well, I mean, I know what you're talking about, them shooting themselves in the foot, but I'm just watching what they're doing and the way they're going, in which direction they're going in, and
It doesn't work.
Well, I mean,
all right, I don't think.
For example, you know, so I talk about guns, and I review guns, and I have stuff that does stuff about guns. And, like, I use the underwear when I'm normally out there shooting guns. And that's what they're stuck on. And, you know, they're owning a gun. The Second Amendment is a confirmed enumerated right. It's something that is in the Constitution where none of this other stuff that is okay. I mean, they leave up Antifa Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so gross. I can't stand that. What do we want, dead cops? What do we want them now?
Yeah, I mean, they're leaving that up. You know? That's First Amendment speech, though. That's protected First Amendment speech. So.
Fair. That's fair. But if they're going to let them say that, then they should let us.
Then it's all protected.
What we want to say.
It's all
exactly.
Protected.
They can't be playing favorites. You want dead cops, really?
That's
that makes me so sick.
I understand. Hang on a second. Sheathunderwear.com. My name, Freddy, gets you 35% off. You should go there. You should go there and get in it, because once you start wearing it, you'll never wear anything else. Males and females, everybody's welcome. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the armored republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is canceling his trip to North Korea next week due to lack of progress regarding denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says, reading between the lines, we can figure a few things out.
I think it's confirmation of what we've been receiving, you know, through intelligence leaks now for a number of weeks, that North Korea not only is not denuclearizing, they're in fact and indeed advancing their program.
Hurricane Lane is a Category 2 hurricane as it brings powerful rain, wind, and mudslides to the Hawaiian Islands. The mayor of Maui says this is something Hawaiian residents have not experienced in quite a long time.
We haven't really faced hurricane of this magnitude, and as far as history as I can remember, it's going to be a new experience for everybody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Such relief to just, you know, throw a few switches and everything worked the way it's supposed to. That's what electronics are supposed to be like. You turn them on and then they just work. And for some reason, mine haven't, but I've fixed all of that now. My desk is nice and neat and tidy. I have new cables going everywhere. Hang on a minute there for me there, Robert. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. But I am talking, I'm talking to Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. Let's talk a little bit about underwear and just base layers and all this other stuff and where this comes into play as far as, you know, like you were a troop in the sand, in the sandbox, right? Let's not get into anything descriptive and everything. Let's just talk about how miserable it can be with the issue underwear in the sandbox. I mean, it's how bad is it? Because I've never existed in that environment.
I mean, it's bad. Let's see. They tried to provide you with the best possible gear for these conditions. I think a lot of times they succeed, but in this particular case, I think that it was overlooked. I think underwear was considered underwear, and nobody cared. For whatever reason, the guys just were guys, and we're tough, and we don't care. But as the, I guess the conditions got harsher, we're wearing more weight on, you know, on our body over time. You know, you go from wearing like 35 pounds of armor plus, depending on what you're doing. And then so
what's the combat load on the ammunition? 7 mags?
Yeah, like 7 mags. And that's a lot of weight to be carrying around. In addition to your ballistic vest and your helmet and the actual weapon and everything, right? It's a harsh environment, and underwear was just like I said, it's overlooked, but we as men have a special situation going on down there.
Yeah, let's not get too descriptive on that one now.
The hotter it gets,
yeah,
you want to be very comfortable. And not have to focus on anything like that. You want to focus on the mission. And so, like, just the underwear that was issued was cotton and it stretched. And like I said, me personally, I would wear it for years without, you know, getting a new pair because that's just what we did. The elastic waistband would, you know, starts peeling off. And that's about the time where you decide to get a new pair of underwear. Well,
right.
People became more conscious or more aware of advantages of, you know, tactical gear, and underwear fits into that category, and people just never considered it until you try this new style that has like a holster inside the underwear so that you're just sitting comfortable and cool. You want to stay cool.
Cool. Yes, very cool.
Yeah.
Is it fair to think that a combat soldier should try to be suited up and set up like an athlete?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The soldiers are the ultimate athlete, if you will. It's the ultimate game, you know, where death is the price you pay if you lose, or, you know, your freedom, if you will. And so you want to be the best of the best. That's the motto. And be the best you can be. In the Army. And you know, Tim Kennedy, who's a UFC fighter, he's a like Green Beret Army soldier, and that, to me, goes hand in hand. I feel like soldiers should be trained in armed combat as well as unarmed combat. To the maximum. That was one of the funnest parts of my service, was just training to be a badass. That guy, or good guy. Anyway,
That one's okay.
Okay.
It's just the other one we can't use, and certain descriptive things about an anatomical region.
Yes.
But that, having said that, though, I mean, I have seen like certain things amongst the people coming up a little younger than you, where they want to try to get back to the old way of doing things. In a lot of arena, especially medical, especially women, especially with childbirth, they want to get out there. I want to do this like they used to in the old days. And I'm just thinking that in the old days that these people would have looked, you know, the ladies of those of that era might have preferred to be somewhere where they would not get an infection or be, you know, be under a doctor's care or something. In a really good environment where they can cover a whole bunch of bases if they needed, if something met, because what was life expectancy before medical science really took off? 47 years old?
Yeah, I was so, 35 or something.
So, like, for a combatant, it comes down to a whole lot of things like, can you avoid a heat injury? Mm-hmm. Can you avoid a blister?
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, the new textiles and the new way of thinking of things and socks and underwear and all this other stuff, these are all just vital components in completely suiting a guy up to go out there and do you know, be in combat, isn't it?
God's work.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, well, you want to be set up for success, preparation is key, you know, proper planning prevents poor performance.
Right.
And that includes your gear. You want to have all of your gear. And I know a lot of guys might be out there listening, it's just underwear. You have to try it to understand, especially this time of year where it's hot, muggy, grimy. This is going to make you feel like you just got out of the shower all day long and you feel comfortable and cool. And That's been my experience. And a lot of guys feel the same way. If you check out chiefunderwear.com, you'll see the reviews are real. We take, like, medics, firemen, policemen, chefs, soldiers. Like, there's no real, like, exclusive category that's gonna, you know, like, this underwear is for these people. It's for everyone. But some people feel like they perform better under, you know, extreme conditions. Like, this guy came up to me the other day, and he is an attic. The stuff they put in the attic, what is that stuff called? The pink stuff. Anyways, it's really hot up there.
Insulation.
Yeah, he installs insulation. And you know how it is. When you go in the attic, it is the worst.
Yeah.
But he said that with the sheath, it's, you know, it's more bearable. It's, you know, he can do his job better. And I know that's not the most critical job in the world, but it's just an example of how...
You know what it is, and... You know what? We'll cover that. We're coming to come off the break. I at least one time in the hour, I should actually manage the break one good time so I can talk a little bit about sheath. You know, that's
okay.
That's why you and I partnered up anyway, right now. Anyway, sheathunderwear.com. Did you're still working on getting the sheath.com, right? So sheathunderwear.com.
Yes.
First of all, ladies, you're in this game too. The same kind of athletic capability, the same kind of physical exertion that you do, can be alleviated with a pair of sheath underwear the same way it works for us guys. And he's added that to it here recently. But, I mean, if you're out there and you're doing anything, working out, working, combat, whatever it is, anything between combat and just sitting at your desk, you'll feel it with sheath. You'll feel a difference with sheath underwear. Go there. Frady gets you 35% off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I think the studio is actually doing better than me now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Why aren't you going to play? Okay, let's do this then. The drama.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. And I think there's one thing that we need to impress here on folks, because most of them have not been in the military. So do you remember when we went in the, and I'm sure it hasn't changed that much from the time that I was in to the time that you were in, but they would tell us how every one of these little factors involved, like in extreme cold weather, having a good meal, staying clean, all of these other things would help us feel better while we're in the middle of this stuff. Because really what being in the military comes down to is how miserable can you be and not lose your mind.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so they're out there trying to give us all these little pointers and everything, and it's, you know, like I know the uniform for the most part has evolved, but the one thing that hasn't evolved with the uniform is stuff like socks and underwear, which is stuff making contact with me and you. So are they going to catch up to this? Are they looking at places like you and saying, well, okay, we could see where this would be a value? And that's the thing, isn't it? This kind of underwear would be a value for anybody, whether they are somebody laying insulation in a hot attic, being underneath a house, spraying, fumigating, being a long-distance runner, a bike rider. Well, bike riders wear bibs, so they don't get to wear a bike with a bike. But anything else involving some sort of exertion, this is the stuff for you.
It is. I wish people would get the clue faster, but we're spreading awareness through shows like yours, through social media, and just over, you know, out getting out there face-to-face, pushing products at different conventions. And we went to the International Sportsmen's Expo last well, this January, we're going to go back again this coming January, where there's, you know, both the outdoorsmen get out there, put the product in their hand. We sold a lot there. But sometimes we just hand them out, but we started selling them just because we've actually gained some popularity and people actually know who we are. So we can't just give them out anymore. But they're for everyone, and it's about getting the word out. And whether the military picks it up, they have the base exchanges, and that you can buy better underwear there. But as far as like issuing it to the soldiers, I do not think that they've crossed that barrier to see a good quality underwear.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean I always thought that was the oddest thing when I was in the military, because the uniforms were very well thought out. The boots were very well thought out. The headgear was really well thought out. Everything else that we wore, really well thought out, especially the cold weather stuff.
Yeah.
And that was when I was in Europe. But now, as far as the hot weather stuff, you know, you take the cold weather stuff and then they transfer you to Leesville, Louisiana, same uniform.
Yeah.
And that was the fun stuff. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I remember the Marines used to be able to roll their sleeves up. I thought that was pretty weird. I don't know, like the segue to that, there exists in that segue, I just totally. But like on hot days, at least they could roll their sleeves up. But in the Army, we had to leave our sleeves down. They should have like
really?
Short. Yeah.
I used to roll mine up in the Army.
Okay, well, I think.
Those punks wouldn't let you guys roll them up?
I know, and that was not in the regulation at the time, I think.
Shame
I'm not sure. Maybe it was the new uniform style. It didn't have the buttons. It had the Velcro, and then it just didn't look as clean, so we couldn't do that.
Now that you're saying that, I've never seen a guy with the – are they called ACUs? I've never seen somebody with the ACU with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, and because it's just not made for that. It wasn't – with the Velcro, it just doesn't work that way. But
so you guys just would just swelter in it.
Exactly.
How many different weights do they have those in?
Not just one. There was
one.
Just one. They didn't have. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about being sent from a temperate zone to extremely hot zone. Just one. Okay, I got it.
But they're going to come around. We're pushing it. We're trying to get in there. We're trying to get a government. Just the opportunity to have a government contract to get qualified is a huge obstacle in itself. And then to get picked as the provider that would be like a miracle happening. But we're going to put ourselves in that position so that the miracle can occur. Because you can't win if you don't try. You know, you can't get the contract if you're not in that, in the system. So we're gonna put a line out, see what we can do.
Well,
but it's really, we direct to customer. That's how we've grown. That's what we've done this whole time, and word of mouth and all the support from our customers has been just priceless. I'm so grateful.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because that's why I was asking about 2017 picking up. Because when Robert was with me before, he was fledgling, I was fledgling, and I couldn't do that much for him, and he didn't have a whole lot to spend, he didn't have a budget. And then that, segue three and a half years later, and he's bigger by an order of magnitude, I'm bigger by an order of magnitude. And for him, it was mainly a thing of getting the word out and everything, and that word did get out. So, yeah. And there's something to be said for underwear that all the MMA fighters like. Yeah,
I know. You would think like those guys are out down there, and that's some of the most grueling conditions, just slimy with sweat, and they're wearing sheep underwear because it keeps them comfortable.
Yeah,
and they can focus on their that. Combat, the grappling, jujitsu, Muay Thai, all those things. It's really cool to see them wearing it. I love that they wear it during the weigh-ins. If you check our Instagram page or Facebook page, we had one of our fighters recently doing that. And that's just, it's a really cool marketing tactic because every fighter has to weigh in an underwear.
Right.
Well, weigh in a sheep underwear.
That is cool. That is very cool.
Yeah.
I find that interesting. But here's the thing, and this is the thing that I keep emphasizing, and I don't know if people quite understand it. They're like, Bill, why do you have underwear? Why are you doing underwear for an hour? Because there's more to being a combatant than the combat part. The combat part is the last part.
Mm-hmm.
The build up to that, to being able to do the combat, that means you got to get out there and train to do it. And getting out there and training to do it means you have to exist in some environments that are going to be miserable. And you're actually going to pay to be out there in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you better get your money's worth. And the only way to get your money's worth is to be out there and focus. And if you're focused, you're going to be one way to stay comfortable enough to be focused is with sheath. And that's, I mean, that was the one, the socks that I was wearing and the underwear I was wearing were two parts and the guns I was using. There was three parts of my success in Campton: the guns, the socks, and the underwear. Because the instructors there, I felt real bad for some of them. I felt really bad for some of the students because they were out there and it was hot and the humidity was through the roof and it was just horrible. So, sheathunderwear.com, that is where you go. Now, if you use my last name, Frady, that's going to get you 35% off. Sheath Underwear is a high-performance, high-end underwear, so go get that 35% off because you're going to want to buy more than one pair. Trust me on that. And you, Robert, trust me when I say I spent enough money today to where the next time we're getting set up to do something on Tuesday, we should be able to go on Tuesday.
Good. That sounds good.
There you go.
Either way, I'm flexible. I'm working
there you
with you. Adjust and right. Overcome. So thank you so much for having me on once again. Everyone,
yes,
have
sir.
A great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Bill. All right.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.